It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Forgot to give away tickets, didn't I? I knew it. I was running out of time over there, so we need to go ahead and do that. Let's go ahead and do our ticket giveaway. If you would like to go to the Mobile Boat Show, it comes up this weekend. And so the Mobile Boat Show it features a great selection of boats, motors, personal watercraft, and marine accessories. The show is always the best place to see some of the newest models in one place for easy comparison shopping. The Mobile Boat Show is also the place to take advantage of a special show pricing that's only offered at the show. In addition to a huge selection of boats, there's also great special events for the whole family to enjoy. So if you'd like a pair of tickets to go to the Mobile Boat Show, we've got the pair of tickets for you right now. Just text BOAT to 850-437-1620. That's 850-437-1620. We were talking about the motorcycles, and there's been some hit and runs recently, and we're talking about motorcycle safety and how just a lot of people just don't see motorcycles on the road. And I was sharing an example, a young guy I was talking to. I've been riding since I was 12. Started off with a moped and eventually moved up to motorcycle, and then just been riding motorcycles ever since. And been a few points in my life where it's been my daily driver. It's been my only transportation is my motorcycle. And so I understand a lot of things. I've been in some close situations myself in the past. I was talking to a young guy who's 21 years old, was sideswiped on the interstate on I-10 about a year and a half ago now. He'd only been riding for maybe 7 or 8 months when he got hit. And I was sharing with him about how you just got to be aware when you're on a motorcycle. You just have to understand that people just do not see you. Got a text here. So, hey, Bobby, I'm in law enforcement. About 20 years ago when I was in the academy during observational skills, they showed my class the moonwalking bear video. So, because I was sharing this moonwalking bear video. We were all fresh, green, eager, and trying to do well and impress our instructors with the right answer. Each of us, myself included, laser focused on counting the passes. Not a single recruit out of about 25 even noticed the bear. You picked a great example of how people fail to see what they aren't looking for. Unfortunately, most drivers aren't looking for motorcycles. Stay vigilant and be safe on your loud bike. Sincerely. Thank you very much. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives.
I-10 and I-110 checking and clear throughout Pensacola. Still have some slow traffic on Highway 90, but it has improved a good bit. That's Highway 90 leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. Typical afternoon delays. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. There is... where'd it go? Get over here. All right. So I saw this report. Pensacola Beach ranks in the top 25 top beaches in the country. Comes in 20th overall for the top beaches in the country. And there is, and I was saying, this is neat. Whenever we see this, yay, good for us. We got in the top. Wait a minute. You know what this does? This brings more tourists to our area. They're like, oh, really? Pensacola Beach is a top 20 beach? Well, let's go check that sucker out. And that's why, even though we're not really in the height of, like spring break or anything like that, we have very, very busy beaches right now. I mean, there might be some spring breaks going on, but we're not the height of it by any means. And so we get a lot of people busy there. I wonder how many of the, and Gracie, maybe you have an idea on this. How many UWF students like go to the beach on the weekend?
A lot. Every.
Yeah.
Like if they like the beach, they're going to the beach on the weekend.
Because during the off-peak season, you know, like we're kind of in now, it seems like when I go to the beach, I do see some college students, and I'm thinking those are Pensacola State. But you know what I mostly see? Military. Like I see a lot of the military guys particularly hitting the beach. From the different bases, like you could tell they're military, and so I think that's a particular thing. Like on Sundays, particularly, it seems like you get a lot of the military going. Like, let's go hit the beach.
I will say that I do think like UWF students, along with just local people here, local kids, won't go to like the beach ball, things like that. Like they'll go down towards Portofino.
Yeah.
And where there's not super touristy during the season. So, I mean, I feel like
in NAS Pensacola, anybody out there is going to usually hit the Perdido beaches.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I can see that one too. I guess really, yeah, Casino Beach is going to be your tourist. That's going to be the people coming in from out of town more often than not, is what I think as well. All right. There is a report from Governor DeSantis' office that illegal migrants are costing our hospitals $340 million a year. They do this based on, like, okay, illegal immigrant went to the hospital, had services done. They couldn't pay for it. They didn't have insurance. And oftentimes it was paid for either by taxpayer dollars or there was some sort of volunteer donations that were given to be able to cover it, stuff like that. And that's why there's actually an argument going on from Democrats that this is why we should allow illegals to get health insurance as well. It shouldn't matter. Your citizenship should not matter in order to get insurance. And the reason why it shouldn't matter is because they're already costing hospitals $340 million just right here in the state of Florida alone. And of course, the other argument on that, the opposite argument is that's why we have to crack down on illegal migration and make sure that we're not letting them into the country, or when they are here and they're on a legal visa, that we're making sure that they, when their visa is expired, that they go back and things like that. So there's two sides of this thing. One is just saying, well, they're here anyway. Let's make sure they have insurance. The other side is going, well, we need to make sure they're not here. We need to crack down on these things. And you've heard my rants on this before. I'm all about E-Verify. I'm about, you know, we got to stop the flow of migrants coming into the country illegally before we can start figuring out, okay, what do we do with those that are here? And it just doesn't seem like there's any push to try to stop the flow, to stop the spigot from flowing. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. Coming up here next, we've got top trending news with Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. Stick around. Leap for Change. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's two-class project that's going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the project and donate, go to newsradio923.com. That's newsradio923.com. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Well, the Biden administration's confident it can legally cancel $400 billion worth of student loan debt. That's what the White House principal deputy press secretary says. And she told reporters aboard Air Force One the administration wants to provide borrowers the relief following the financial fallout from the COVID-19 pandemic. U.S. Department of Energy is joining the FBI and suggesting COVID was leaked from a Chinese lab. The Energy Department says it has low confidence of the leak theory, while the FBI says it has moderate confidence in that theory. Basically, the theory is it's a result of a lab leak in China. Both agencies say there's still consensus it was not a Chinese bioweapon, though. Bobby, you earlier mentioned the list of the best beaches. Well, here's another list. Seattle leads on a list that may not surprise many people. It's a new survey conducted by the U.S. Census Bureau, and it found that Seattle is still the nation's saddest large metro area. Yeah, you see, they rank number one with the highest percentage of respondents who answered that they were feeling depressed and hopeless. The first 2 weeks of this month, nearly half of the Seattle area adults reported feeling down. Riverside, San Bernardino took second place. Phoenix came in third. L.A. and San Francisco made the top 10 saddest cities, while Washington, D.C., Chicago, New York, and Dallas rounded out the list.
Well, the saddest cities.
Yeah.
I wonder if it's because of the drizzle. They don't get all the sunshine we get down here.
I know. I mean, this is one of the happiest cities, I would say.
That's what I was
saying.
There
was a list, we'd top it.
That's what I say. Yeah. Absolutely. Seattle was number one.
Yeah.
What was the top?
Let's see. Riverside, San Bernardino is number
two. That's a surprise because that's sunny California.
It is. I know. But maybe the cost of living there and everything's made everybody down. Phoenix is in third, which is another sunny place, which is a surprise. L.A., of course, sunny is also on the list there. And San Francisco, it gets a little chilly there. In fact, the coldest winter in San Francisco is summer.
Oh, really?
Yeah, really. Because the water temperature is 55, and you go there in the summer, and it's like really cold. Wintertime, it's kind of moderate, though, but it's still kind of gloomy in comparison to L.A.
Yeah. I'm guessing because of, like, L.A. and all those things, first of all, L.A., even though you think of it sunny, all that smog, it makes the skies just perpetually gray.
And actually, winter is the chilly, rainy season in L.A. Most people don't see that. Yeah. They say, it never rains in Southern California except in the winter.
Yeah, and they actually got a little bit of snow this year, too.
Yeah, so. Surprisingly, palm trees with the snow on them.
Yeah, palm trees with the snow, exactly. There's and I guess it would also be miserable if you had to deal with that traffic every day, too.
Yeah.
Nightmarish.
Don't mention traffic. Tourist season's coming.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Thanks for the reminder.
Right around the corner. Yeah. Speaking of traffic, let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf. Thanks, Steve.
Well, roads right now are looking good. I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays or slowdowns on Highway 90 have cleared up. 98 in Gulf Breeze, Tiger Point, and Navarre checking in clear, as well as the Three Mile Bridge and Garcon Point Bridge. If you see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. So, coming up here next, I do want to talk about this. Which one do I want to talk about? We'll talk about the Pensacola Humane Society, give you an update on what's going on with that story next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. You can share your thoughts or opinions by texting 850-437-1620. Pensacola Humane Society. Oh, boy, this whole drama. You know, they've been closed since, if they haven't been closed since December, they've been closed since January. As there was, it all started with this anonymous letter that the board of directors was misappropriating funds and they had misconduct and they weren't following the bylaws. And then, the anonymous letter became revealed, like the people who wrote it revealed themselves. And then next thing you know, the board of directors says, we deny any wrongdoing. We're going to hire an independent audit on our finances. They did. The audit report came out last night. The audit report showed two errors. One of them was that any checks written over $5,000 need two valid signatures in order to be a valid check. And they found four checks that did not have two signatures. However, deeper investigation found that these checks were for legitimate, valid expenses. The second issue, though, a little bit different. There was bonuses paid to the former director of development. Total bonus paid out in the sum of $24,000. There was an unsigned copy of an incentive plan for bonuses to be paid out. However, the end of the report states that these bonuses were paid without the knowledge or approval of the board. It goes on and says, the board minutes indicated that there was a discussion about a potential incentive plan, but there was no action taken to approve this incentive plan. So, hey, let's talk about an incentive plan, a little bonus plan for the director of development. Well, it's not approved right now. We'll table it. We'll talk about it later. Never approved, yet the bonuses were paid out anyway. So according to the audit, quote, as a result, it appears these bonuses were paid without the knowledge and or approval of the board of directors or the board treasurer, end quote. So what looks like's developed, allegedly, and I'm sure they're going to be working on this stuff out. What happened was there was allegations against the board of directors And now it looks like the independent audit shows that the person that might be in error was the former director of development. It's like, oh boy, this thing got convoluted quick. So I'm sure there'll be some back and forth on that, and lawyers are going to be getting involved and, you know, the whole works. But we have that full report on our website, newsradio923.com, under our local news section if you want to check it out. Coming up here next, we've got your Fox News update followed by your sports hit. We have today's sign of the apocalypse, which deals with Ford Motor Company. That's all coming up next right here on News Radio 923. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So the Independence for the Blind's annual eyeball is coming up March 11th at 6 o'clock in the ballroom at the Hilton at Pensacola Beach. Change lives by sponsoring a table or purchasing tickets. And this event will help them to be able to provide programming for their clients to help them reach maximum independence in their lives. Get more information on our website, newsradio923.com. Top three stories here, and then we'll get into your sports hit. U.S. Supreme Court is scrutinizing President Biden's college student debt relief program. Doesn't mean they're going to get rid of it just yet. They're scrutinizing it. FDA advisors have recommended the very first shot for RSV. This will be for those over the age of 60, and the biggest snowstorm of the season is likely to hit New York City and parts of New England. I have relatives in New York City. They've told me they've hardly had any snow this season. So when the Midwest is getting hit like crazy, the Buffalo got hit really bad. The West has been hit with tons of snow in Colorado, Utah, Wyoming, Idaho, tons of snow. Nothing in New York City. So this is going to be the biggest snowstorm in New York City of the year. By the way, going back to the U.S. Supreme Court scrutinizing the Biden college debt student debt relief program, my guess is they will cancel the program. I said that even back then. I didn't feel like it was constitutional that the president could unilaterally do this. And one thing that this Supreme Court has shown is that they are willing to put a check on the executive branch and the executive powers, which is what they're meant to do, right? I mean, that's, we have the checks and balances system of the legislative branch and the judicial branch and the executive branch. And they've shown already that they're willing to check the executive branch. And my guess is they're probably going to do that again with this. This is going to be a check on the executive branch saying, no, you can't do that unilaterally. You want it done, it's got to pass Congress. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Let's get traffic on the fives of Gracie Wolf, and then we'll get your sports hit.
We do have an accident at the intersection of 12th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard. We have slow-moving traffic on both 12th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard. This is going to be in both directions on 12th as well as northbound on Bayou Boulevard. If you do see something else on the road slowing you down, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Here's your sports hit.
Right now, number 6, Marquette is beating Butler 43-27 at the start of the second half. That game's on FS1 on ESPN. Duke leads NC State by 2 points with 3.5 minutes left in the first half on ESPN2. Number 15, Indiana might get upset. They're losing by 15 points to Iowa with 1.5 minutes left in the first half. And then number 13, Virginia is beating Clemson by 5 points with 1 minute left. Then coming up tonight on ESPN, you've got Texas Tech playing number 3, Kansas on ESPN. And on ESPN2, number 12, Tennessee is hosting Arkansas. Then and NCAA, well, let's see here. No, let's go to NBA. In the NBA, we've got a bunch of games that just started off. Washington already leads Atlanta. the Nets lead the Bucks. Toronto leads Chicago. And right now it's a 1-point difference between the Memphis Grizzlies and the Lakers on TNT. 5 minutes left in the first quarter. The Grizzlies lead by 1 point. When that game's over on TNT, you can check out the Minnesota Timberwolves playing the Clippers. NHL hockey underway right now. Ottawa leads Detroit 3-1. Florida Panthers coming out with a big lead against the Tampa Bay Lightning, leading 4-0 at the end of the first period. That game is on ESPN+. Columbus Blue Jackets and the Buffalo Sabres are tied at 1-1. Then in sports news, the Rangers have picked up Patrick Kane in a pre-deadline splash. He won 3 Stanley Cups with the Blackhawks. Kevin Durant's going to make his son's debut on Wednesday. He missed 20 games with the MCL sprain. The Tampa Bay Buccaneers have cut Leonard Fournette. The running back says, though, it was his request. Falcons have cut Marcus Mariota. The quarterback started 13 games for the Atlanta last season, but I'm pretty sure he didn't want to be there either by the end of the season. Dan Snyder is accused of fraud over a $55 million secret loan using the Commanders as a piggy bank. And so once again, Jeff Bezos trying to swoop right in to see if he can buy the Commanders. We'll see what happens with that. Bills defensive coordinator Leslie Frazier is taking a year off from coaching. Plans to return in 2024, though. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. That is your top three stories. So a bipartisan group of senators is talking about raising the retirement age of Social Security. Oh, boy. They're talking about raising it to 70 years old to be able to collect Social Security. Now, I was talking about this a bit ago. When it comes to Social Security, you got to remember what the purpose of Social Security was, really to take care of widows after World War I. Take care of widows. There were so many men that had passed away. Back then, women didn't work as much as men, hardly at all, right? They were stay-at-home moms mostly. And so when the men weren't around, then they needed to be taken care of. So the idea was, this is how we need to take care of our widows. And of course, now it's turned into basically the default retirement program for nearly every American. And here's the other thing. When it was implemented, the life expectancy of the average American was near 70 years old, mid-60s, right? Now it's up in the 80s. We live a lot longer. So not only now do we have more people on Social Security than what was intended for, because it was meant to be mainly for widows, and now it's, nearly every adult collects Social Security. And not only that, but now the life expectancy is up. So that means when you have Social Security, you have it for a lot longer than what it was initially intended for as well. So this is one of the things that's putting a strain on our financial system and the federal government level. As people are trying to come up with solutions, what to do with Social Security, should they privatize it? Should they reduce the payments? All these other things. Those are all usually get pushed away. Nope, don't. You definitely can't get rid of you can't reduce the payments. Definitely can't do that. If anything, it needs to be increased. Should you privatize it? Well, that's still back and forth on whether or not it ought to be invested into the market, but doesn't usually have enough support to really go anywhere. So now there's a new proposal. Just make it be longer before you can collect Social Security. Once again, I don't think this is going to have nearly enough traction to do this. I get the idea behind it. I understand the idea behind it, which is we live a lot longer now. We're healthier at younger ages, so you can work longer. There's no need to collect Social Security until you're out of your working years. And so the idea is to push it off a little bit. I just don't think that's going to go anywhere. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. You can go ahead and text or call 850-437-1620.
Here is today's sign of the apocalypse.
This is it, the apocalypse.
We got self-driving cars are becoming more and more popular in the concept. The technology's out there. Tesla just had their Teslas just repossessed. They just had their Teslas recalled to fix a self-driving feature on the Teslas. Well, future Fords. Ford just filed a patent for a self-driving car, but this is an interesting patent. It's not just self-driving car. It's if you miss your payments, the car will repossess itself. It'll just drive away. You're just sitting there at home one night, you're like, Where's the car going? Did you make the payment? Ah, I've missed the payment. Well, there goes the car. Gone. This part's even funnier. The car could drive itself to the junkyard if it cost too much to repossess it and resell it. So down the road, the car's just like, you know what? I'm not even worth being repossessed. They're not even going to be able to resell me. I might as well just go to the junkyard. Next thing you know, we got a whole bunch of suicidal cars driving off the docks into the ocean. Like, what's going on with my Ford? Oh, boy. This is the future. I'm giving you a glimpse of the future. Suicidal Ford trucks just driving off the pier.
It's just sad all around.
Just sad. Poor little car. Nobody loves me. I'm leaving. And it's like, if you loved me, you would make my payment. This is so bizarre. Like, I can't imagine the future with self-driving cars and then there's self-repossessing cars. And
then, like, the humanity is taken out of everything. So you not only, like, are you getting your car repossessed, you don't even have the person who's putting the boot on it.
No.
Your car's just driving away.
Just like, I'm out of here.
That's, to me, would be just more depressing.
Yeah, and then you're running out there like, no, I made a payment last night. The car just honks at you. And you're like, what? Oh, well. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Come up here next. Quick update from Steve Taylor over in the newsroom. And I got a story about dark grocery stores. Ooh, what's this about? That comes up next right here on News Radio 92.3. Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Talking about the Ford going to repossess itself. Text here goes, but you're assuming the Ford will start. Oh, that's a Chevy fan right there. Chevy or Dodge. Found on road dead. The Ford story is funny. I needed a laugh. Good. I'm glad. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Ross. Let's go over to... let's get traffic on the fives with Gracie Wolf first.
We still have some slow-moving traffic on 12th Avenue. This is going to be 12th Avenue and Bayou Boulevard. We have slow traffic due to an accident at this intersection. We're seeing slow-moving traffic on every direction leading into this intersection on Bayou Boulevard and 12th Avenue, and it's even slowing down some traffic onto Summit Boulevard where it goes off to the right there. If you see someone else on the roads or you have any details, give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Steve, what do we got going on in the news?
Hello there. Americans are waiting right now to find out if the Supreme Court's going to allow student loan debt to be forgiven. But they could be waiting until summer for that answer. Because, of course, that's when the decisions on cases usually come down, basically around June. During the oral arguments today, as I'm trying to read my words, U.S. Solicitor General Elizabeth Prelogar argued that the Biden administration has the authority to cancel hundreds of billions of dollars in student debt under the HEROES Act. We'll see what happens with that. Police are trying to identify two suspects that were stealing a wallet from an 89-year-old woman while shopping at a Pensacola grocery store the other day. Pensacola police released pictures and video of the suspects of the crime in which a female suspect allegedly distracted the victim while the male allegedly stole the victim's wallet from her purse. Both suspects are pictured on the News Radio 92.3 website. If you have any info, contact the Pensacola Police Department of Crime Stoppers. City of Pensacola's paid intern opportunities available for young people from 16 to 24 years old. And if you want to learn more on that, you can apply online at thecityofpensacola.com/intern. And those are your headlines.
Thank you very much, Steve. Ooh. There you go. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. What is a dark store? Like Darth Vader? No. Imagine this. A grocery store with no checkout lines, with no sales displays, and no customers. You're like, wait, what? At first, everybody's like, wait, no sales displays? I'm kind of liking this. Tell me more. No checkout lines. No checkout lines. This is amazing. No customers. No, it's a grocery store that's set up for the sole purpose of delivery. There's one in New York area called Gorillas. And these dark stores, right now they're not fully automated, but they're saying down the road they could even be completely automated, where you could have robots selecting the stuff off the shelves, putting them into a cart, and then putting them into some sort of self-driving car. That self-driving car takes it to your place, and a robot gets out and brings the groceries to your step and drops them off. Or it might even collect all the stuff, put them into some sort of basket, and a drone flies them to your location and drops them off. Well, these dark grocery stores, like I said, it's called Gorillas. It's an online grocery store delivery company in New York. Apparently, they're so efficient, they're able to deliver your groceries within 10 minutes of you making the order. That's how efficient it is. And they're saying that these, obviously, because they don't need larger aisles for customers to navigate, they don't need checkout areas, they don't need sales displays, because of that, it can be a lot smaller footprint. 3,000 square foot would normally take 40,000 square feet. And they're able to just get all the stuff you need and have it delivered to your place. So right now it's just in New York City, but they're looking to do them in other large cities. And then, of course, it'll expand to smaller cities if it looks like a good model. Dark grocery stores. That's my Darth Vader.
With Andrew McKay is on News Radio 92.3 WNRP.